Doctor Who, The Resurrection Casket by Justin Richards. Read by David Tennant. Death was hiding in Casper's pocket. Blurry-eyed, Casper slammed down the empty glass. Leaning heavily on the bar, he belched before making his uncertain voyage towards the door of the inn. He knocked against tables, jostled other drinkers, rolling and meandering on his way like a ship skirting the outreaches. Then he was outside, gulping in the chill night air. The sounds of the inn were replaced by the clank and bustle of the port. The sign above the door squealed on its hinges as it moved gently in the breeze. He stared up at it, trying to focus on the cracked, peeling image. It didn't help that the image itself was fractured. A painting of a telescope snapped in half. The broken spyglass. Someone pushed heavily past Casper, elbowing him aside. He staggered away, making a tuneless attempt to whistle a shanty he remembered from his days on a freight barge on the Jathros run. As he turned into the alley that ran down the side of the inn, Casper realised he was still clutching the few coins Silver Sally had given him as change from his last tankard of grog. He stared at them for a moment, then thrust his fist into his pocket. That was when he felt the scrap of paper. Curious, he pulled it out. A folded piece of parchment. He opened it. And suddenly, he was sober. Staring at the mark on the paper. A simple black shape. A vague form that meant nothing. Except to an old pirate. And Casper had done his time in a rusting galleon at the edge of the Jurassic Rift. He had seen the shape before. He knew it instantly. The Black Shadow. Someone had put the Black Shadow on him. Like a curse. Sentence of death. Getting rid of it would do no good now, so he jammed the paper back in his pocket. Already he was running. But a dark shape was materialising out of the air. A huge, shaggy form turning towards him, as if the night had somehow coalesced into a massive version of the blotted shape on the parchment. Casper stumbled to a halt, turned, started to run the other way, felt the heavy hand on his shoulder as it dragged him back. Only it wasn't a hand. It was a paw, covered in dark hair with fingers that ended in sharp claws. Eyes burned red out of the blackness high above him. And a deep voice that grated like the broken glass on the inn sign said,
"Look, I'm really sorry about this."
Claws glinted like knives as they caught the starlight.
"Really, really sorry. No, I mean it."
Raked down at Casper's screaming face.
"But, well, you know how it is."
Casper knew nothing except blackness. A body slammed to the ground. Blood ran in the gutter, washing a slip of folded paper away with it. And the smudge of darkness shook its head sadly and was gone.